We're going to start from the bottom of Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, because the Gemara that we have to go over the Gemara from the two dots that we started last week is a little bit more complicated than the way we did it last week. So let's hopefully Mitzvah Hashem do it better this time. In any event, so we'll start from the two dots on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. It says like this: Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. So you have a very interesting case. Mavoi shetzidoi echod oyve kicham. You have a mavoi that on one side there's a chatzar that belongs to a guy, b'tzidei echad Yisrael, and on the other side there's a chatzar that belongs to a yid. But this yid's chatzar is open on the back, not, in other words, the side not facing the mavui, open on the back side of the Yisrael's chatzar is open to another Yisrael's chatzar, which that second Yisrael, we'll call him Shimon, Shimon's chatzar does not open up into this mavui with the guy, but rather opens up either directly into Rishus Ram, opens up someplace else. So the issue here is whether this first chatzar can make an Eriv with Shimon's, with the second chatzar. So the halacha is, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav says, Ein ma'arvin oisai derech haloinois lahatiroi derech psachim lamavoi. So Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav says, you cannot make an Eriv between these two chatzeres to join in Shimon's chatzar so that he would be, have access to use the mavoi or not. It's a very interesting machlekes v'shanim grad over here, because the Gemara's Lashon is whether through the windows, that you're going to make the Eruv through the windows. So Rashi says, windows is lav dafka, he's just being very practical. Tosfos and the Rashba and other Rishonim disagree and say, no, actually it has to be windows, because if there would actually be doors, then the Maskana of the Gemara won't be correct, because then you won't have an issue of, the Maskana is going to be because you have a Yisrael living alone with a guy. If there's actually doors there, then that halacha doesn't apply. In any event, so it comes out of nafkamina la halacha, whether the word chaloinos at this point to the Gemara is dafka or lav dafka. In any event, so the halacha that Rav says is that it's usher to make a Eriv with this chatzar to, you cannot, the Shimon guy, the second chatzar can't join up with the first Eriv to make the, to be allowed to use as access to the Mavi. So Amalei Abaye said to Rav Yosef, his Rebbe, he says, Amar Rav, afilu b'chatzar, is the same halacha true, if the same scenario would be set up instead of the one Yisrael that has a chatzar open to the mavi with a guy, would the same thing be true if you have one Yisrael that has a house that's open to a chatzar that also has a guy in it? Would the same halachas apply? Amar Lei in, he says, yes, the same halachas would apply. However, he says a very interesting svara. The Eloi Omar, because if he wouldn't say that halacha really applies, my have amino, what would you have thought? In other words, what would you have thought to make a distinction between why the halacha by a chotzer is its mutter and by a mavi that it's aser? You would have thought, is taima derav mishum de kosover ein mavi nita belecha v'kari achi e'botim v'chatzeres psuchim v'soichoi. You would have thought that the chotzer is okay because you have no issues. Whereas the case of the mavi would be aser, because you don't have, well, what do you have, what's creating the mavi? The fact that you have a guy joining in. And now you have, as we saw the sugya earlier, that when you have two chatzeres enter into a mavi, that makes it defined as a mavi, it makes it mutter for a lechi and a kari to be matter the mavi. However, you would say that over here, it's not a good mavi because you only have one chatzer of the yid and you don't have, and the guy's chatzer doesn't count. Now, and that's what you would think is the svara, is the reason why it wouldn't work in the context of a mavoi, as distinguished from the case of the chotzer, where you wouldn't have a problem, you'd think it's mutter. So, elamai, since that's not true, therefore it has to be the same by the chotzer and the mavoi, that they're both really usser. In any event, the Gemara now asks, but if that really is true, if that's going to be your raya, that has to be the halacha by that you're going to make this distinction between a mavli and a chotzer based on the fact that by the mavli your argument is going to be that you only have one chotzer, and that's why it's not a mavli, and that's your chesaron, so v'tarti lamali, then why do you need to say that twice? Because basically you'd be saying the same thing that we already previously said, that Rav holds that when you only have one chotzer leading into a mavli, that is not by definition a mavli. So why would you need two to say the same thing? So he says, okay, that's not such a kasha, because I could still argue and say, yeah, I would still need this halacha the second time. Tzricha. I still need to tell us in this context also that you don't have a mavi. Di me'ahi, if I only had that first case telling you that I need two chatzeiros, hava mina diros oiva kachav shema diro. I would have thought, without this new halacha, without this new chiddush, I would think, okay, that I need two chatzeiros, and I don't care how I get those two chatzeiros. The second chatzer can even be a goy's chatzer. Kamash malon, the diros oiva kachav shema loish madiro. Therefore, I would use this case as the example to prove that a goy's chatzer does not even count as a chatzer, and I would be teaching a new halacha. So there would be a point of repeating it. And if I only had this halacha, that a goy's chaser counts as a chaser, I would have thought lo yadana batim kama have. All I need is another chaser. It doesn't matter how many houses are in the chaser. Kamash malam batim. That's why I would say batim tartin. That I would say that I need the first halacha to tell us that a chaser by definition is only by two batim, and you need two of those type of chaseris that are entering into the mabes. So there would be no problem with repeating this halacha. It could be that the point of this halacha is simply again to tell us that by a mavui, that the fact that a guy lives there, the guy doesn't count, and therefore you only have one chatz, you only have one chatzah joining into the mavui, and that's why you're not allowed to be mishtatef with this guy, because it's not, you couldn't be matir with the mavui with a lechi and a kaira. However, that would be true as a distinction between why by a mavui it doesn't work, you're not allowed to make this erev with the other yid, with the shimin, whereas by chatzah it would be mutter. However, the reality is that's not true. Why? Hashda da'amar rav afilu chatzar. But now that you're telling me that really the same halacha is true by a chatzar also, meaning the same case where you had a chatzar with another yid, but he's the only chatzar leading into the mavli, and also the similarly back-to-back houses that are leading into the same that are leading into one chatzar. Now the halachas in both cases is asur. So I'll tell you the reason is nothing to do with whether a goy is counted as a chatzar or not. Taima derav. The real reason is now that it's both true in the context of chatzar, in the context of mavli. The taima derav dekasavar asur lasas yachid b'mokem ayv kachav. It's really based on a halacha that we saw previously, that you can't have a yid living in a neighborhood where there is only one yid living among goyim. And that's the issue over here, because, especially according to Rashi, that learns that the case, or actually the Rashba points this out even more, that the cases that you're dealing with chaloinos, with windows, and they're not really doors. So that means you don't really have the traversing, you don't really have people walking back and forth through the accessible chatzar, I'll call that. So Mamela, you have one yid living among Goyim, and that's the problem, that it's going to be Usr, because the Isser isn't really an Erev in Chasarin over here. The Isser over here is because you have one yid living among Goyim, and the Rabbanon already were Goyzer, that you shouldn't have a yid. So to Rabbanon to strengthen that Gezerah, applied it even in this case where you have a Chatzar or even a house that's back to back with another yid. He can't make an Eruv with that other yid to be considered so as to consider himself not living among Goyim by himself. In any event, that becomes the Chasarin over here, because you have a Goyim, it's a yid among Goyim, that's the problem. So Amar Rabbi Yosef Ihachi, Rabbi Yosef says, if so, that's Pshat over here, that the problem is Be'etzim, that it's a yid among Goyim. Hainu de Shemana Leila Rav Tabla, that's why I heard when Rav Tabla explained it to Amar Oyvi Kachav and Oyvi Kachav and Trezim, he said, oh, Goy, a Goy. Ah. So I heard him say that two times, V'lo Yadana Mayomar, and I didn't know what he was talking about. But now that you're telling me that the Pshat is, that according to the second Pshat in Rashi, that the Pshat is that he said Goy referring to the Chasarin by Mavoy, and he said Goy referring to the Chasarin by Chatzar, it's really Be'etzim the same Chasarin. The Chasarin is that you have a Yid living among Goyim, so it doesn't matter whether it's a Yid among Goyim in the context of a Chatzar, or a Yid among Goyim in the context of a Mavoy. In both of the cases are going to be Yasser. That's the second Pshat in Rashi. The first Pshat in Rashi just simply says that he said a Goy, that the Goy, he repeated Goy, but just to say that the Chasarin over here is Be'etzim because of the Goy. It has nothing to do with whether or not you can make a proper Erev in that case. It's again a Chasarin in whether or not this is a proper place to make an Erev, and a proper way to make an Erev. Chasarin over here, mamish, is because you have a yid living among Goy. In any event, that's Pshat. So it comes out Lemaskanas HaGemara, that you cannot, so to speak, pull shtick. You cannot join another Yisrael through the back of your chatzar, or back of your house, to bring in another Yisrael to make it mutter, to count that as what qualifies to be living in a chatzar or a mavli, in a case where at the end of the day, you're a single yid living among Goyim, that's where it's going to be a problem. Okay?
The Chachamim wanted to
Correct. If there's a door, according to the Rishonim, then the Rishonim actually learned that even with the door, it's going to be Asur. Or rather, sorry, only because according to Rashi, even with the door, it's going to be Asur. Even though they have access, it's still considered a case where you have a single yid living among Goyim, because in fact, he's the only house or the only chatzar in really living with them.
Right. The Chachamim, the way I understand, the Chachamim wanted to make the inner Yisrael, the Yisrael closer to the chatzar, feel uncomfortable.
Right. So and they want him to leave. That's what Rashi says.
They wanted to have like a soul. Right, right. And so if they made an Erev, he would feel more comfortable and not leave.
Right. That would give him the comfort level to say, why should I leave? So now the Rabbanan say that Erev doesn't count. So Mamela, he's left on his own. He's left on his own, so now he's not going to want to live among the Goyim, and therefore he's going to want to leave. Okay. Let's see the next Mishnah. You have to sort of follow the cheshbon of this Mishnah in order to be able to apply it in the Gemara. But most of these cases we've seen before, so we can go through quickly. You have a case where you have one chotzer that the only way he can get out to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is through the chotzer that's attached to the Rosh Hashanah. So he has to walk through the outer chotzer in order to be able to get through. So that outer chotzer is always called the chitzoina, and the inner chotzer is called the panimus. So shtei chatzeres zu lifnei mizu, one is inside the other. Irvu ha-panimus v'lo irvu ha-chitzoina. If only the inside guys made an eriv, but the outside guys did not. So the Mishnah says ha-panimus mitaris v'ha-chitzoina asura. So the inside guys have their own eriv; they're completely mutter. The outside guys didn't make an eriv, so they're simply asur because they didn't make an eriv. Ha-chitzoina v'lo ha-panimus. Let's say only the outside guys made an eriv, but the inside guys did not. So then, Shteyim Asuris, now both of them are going to be Asur, and this is the first time we come across the issue that since the Panimi guys did not make an Erev, they themselves are Asur. And they also, because they have rights, what we call Drisus HaRegel, through the outside, so now they're called Regel HaOiseres Shaloi B'Makoimah, because they're Asur on their own, and they walk through someone else's property without permission, because they don't have an Erev, so they also Asur the other Rishos also. So this is the first case we have of Regel HaOiseres. What about Ir Vazula Atzma Vazula Atzma? So each one, both the inside and the outside guys, made their own Erev. Mutaris b'fnei, zu mutaris b'fnei atzma, v'zu mutaris b'fnei atzma. Each one is going to be mutar because they each have their own Erev. And to add to that, this Tanakama Shita holds that the fact that the inside guys can walk through the outside guys are not going to be a problem. So comes along Rabbi Akiva says, no, even if they have their own Erev, because the inside guys can walk through the outside guys, they're going to be Aser. So now the Mishnah introduced to us the concept that even Regel HaMutaris is going to Aser. That since they're, even though they're mutter in their own place, since they have rights through the other area, and they don't have an Erev with the other area, they're going to Aser as well. Oyser, so the Rabbi Kiva, Oyser hachitzoina shadrisus haregel oisrosa, right? That's the lashon of the Mishnah, because the outside guys are going to be Aser because the inside guys can walk through and they don't have an Erev. B'chachama maimrim, now originally when you learn the Mishnah you don't realize this, but the Maskonas of Gemara you're going to see this is a third shita. B'chachama maimrim, the Chachamim say, ain't drisus haregel oisrosa, no. That the fact that the fact that someone else can walk through my rishus is not a problem at all, according to these chachamim. Simply, if I make my own erev, I don't have to worry about the fact that someone else can walk through. That's going to be a third sheet in the Gemara. Now we get to the next step, a little more complicated. Shachar echad min achitzayna. So we just said basically everybody should make their own erev. What if shachar echad min achitzayna v'loi erev? What if one of the outside guys forgot to join up his erev? And the Pnimi guys took care of their business. So Pnimis Mataris, the regular case is the inside guys are mutter because they took care of an Erev, and the outside guys don't have an Erev because one guy forgot. Mina Pnimis Velo Erev, let's say one of the inside guys forgot to make his Erev. Now, Shtei and Asuras, they're both going to be Osir. The simple case is because the Pnimis didn't make an Erev, so he's Osir. And now, he's regular Oseris. He's not mutter, he walks through the outside Chotzer, and he's Osir on his own, so he also Osirs the outside guys as well. So now, until now, we've been talking cases that each the individual, the inside and the outside, separately were making eruvim. Now, let's say they tried to join together as one. So let's say they all put their eruv into one place. The shochach echad, and one of the participants forgot. Ben min apnimis, whether the participant forgot from the inside, ben min echitana, whether it was one of the outside guys that forgot, but late eruv, and he didn't put an eruv. Shtei and asuris, they're both going to be also. The Gemara is going to say that this case is talking about where they put the eruv in the outside chotzer. That's going to be the problem. Okay, v'im hayu shel yechidin, a new halacha, which is going to be relevant, im hayu shel yechidin, but let's say the case of the inside and the outside is not a group of people inside or outside, rather, each one is just a single guy living inside and a single guy living outside, and it's rechilar, they don't have to make an erev at all, and again, we'll see whose shita this follows. In any event, because the panimi guy obviously doesn't have to make an erev, and the panimi guy is regular mutaris because he doesn't have to make an erev, so the outside guys also don't have to make an erev. So now the Gemara says to figure out what this third sheet is. The Gemara starts as follows: He also Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yana. Rav Dimi said in the name of Rav Yana, Zu Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that this whole business of making one chatzar usher or the other chatzar is all according to Rabbi Akiva. The Amar Afilu regular mutaris the mekayma, that even if it was mutar on its own, I say Shalei b'mekayma, it's going to make the other chatzar that it didn't make an Erev with, since it has permission to walk through, it's also going to make that other chatzar aser. Avo, chachamim oimrim, but the chachamim disagree with this whole business, and they hold, kashem sheregel mataris b'makayma, sheregel mataris eino yisares, just like if I was mutter on my own, because I made my own Erev, I would not interfere or make any prohibition on the outside guys. So he takes it even further and it says, Kach regala asura eino yisera. So too, even if I was asur on my own, I'm not going to make the outside guys asur. So this is a new shita that we never heard of before, l'chayra, that says that the inside guys never really interfere with an asur of the outside guys. Now let's see if that fits into our Mishnah. Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah, Erev u'chitzayna, if the outside guys made an erev, v'loy pnimis, and the inside guys did not. So now, the pnimi guy is asur, right? So the Mishnah said, shtein asuris, in that case, both the inside and the outside are asur. Money, which shita says this statement? Who are we following? Ilema Rabbi Akiva, if we're going according to Rabbi Akiva, that says that it's always asur. So my yiri regala asuru, why do we have to say the case was that the pnimi guys didn't make an erev, and that's why they asur? I feel the regular mataris nami. Even had the inside guys made an erev, according to Rabbi Akiva, they always asur the outside guys. So why did the Mishnah pick a case where the inside guys were asur? They could have said even if they were mutter, it would be asur. Elav Rabbanan. So it must be going according to the Rabbanan that make the difference, the distinction between whether it's mutter or asur. So we see that when it's asur, even the Rabbanan agree that when it's asur, it makes the outside guys asur. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a raya. La'olam Rabbi Akiva. Really, it is Rabbi Akiva that it says it's always asur. So if so, what's the point? According to Rabbi Akiva, we already know even if it's mutter, it's asur. V'loisu afsu katani. What the Mishnah is saying is that if it's asur, he asurs. And not only that, even if he was mutter, he would asur. So the Mishnah kind of is building up to the climax by saying that even when it's mutter, it's asur. All right, let's try to be medayik further. Tanaim, we learned in our Mishnah. Irv, zula asma, zula asma. The case was that each one made their own irv. Zumataris b'fnei asma, zumataris b'fnei asma. They're both going to be mutter. So now, taima de irva, the case that the reason why it's mutter is because they made the irv. Hala irva, had they not made the irv, the halacha would be different. Shtein asuris. Now, both of them, if the pnimi guys didn't make an irv, both of them are going to be asur. Now, The high tana. So this must be going according to the tana. Amar regala mataris eino yiseris. So we can't be following Rabbi Akiva because we said that when they made an eruv and they became mutter, so everything was going to be mutter. So they don't hold that any. So they don't hold the mutter guys make it usser. But when they forgot to make the eruv, then we hold regala asur yiseris. But when it's usser, it does usser. So when it's mutter. When it's usser, it's usser. Now money. Who says that? Who says mutter is mutter, usser is usser? Money. Ha ilema Rabbi Akiva. If you want to say that's going according to Rabbi Akiva, that's not true. I feel the regular mataris nami. According to Rabbi Akiva, even if it's mutter, it's also asur. El alav Rabbanan has to be going according to the Rabbanan. So we see that the Rabbanan actually make a distinction and say mutter is mutter and asur is asur, and not like Rav Dimi said that when it's asur, it's also mutter. Voiden, that's one kasha. Voiden also me to say for Rabbi Akiva. The end of the case is Rabbi Akiva that says that the chiluk is between mutter and asur. So Reisha lav Rabbi Akiva. So the lechayra the diak is that Rabbi Akiva only said it's chiddush in the second half. He didn't say it's not Rabbi Akiva talking in the first half. So once again we see that according to the Rabbanan, when it's mutter, when it's asur, it's asur. So the Gemara says no. Again, kula Rabbi Akiva. It's really you can learn the Mishnah is entirely Rabbi Akiva. V'chsurim echzer, and it's because you're missing words. You're missing a new yisoid. V'hachi ketani, and this is how to really read the Mishnah. If each one made their own erev, zumataris b'fnei atzma, they're going to be mutter. When did Rabbi Akiva say that they're mutter? Sha'asa sadaka, where they put in a small door. In other words, basically they separated the inside guys from the outside guys, and the inside guys no longer really have rishus on the outside. They cut themselves off. But if they did not make a separation, chitzon asura, then the outside guys are always going to be also divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's Rabbi Akiva shita. Why should Rabbi Akiva oiser esach chitzonim if neidrisus haregel? Drisus haregel oiseres. Because Rabbi Akiva holds that the inside guys, without an eruv on the outside, always going to make it oser. That is shitas Rabbi Akiva, and it's always going to be oser, unless they separated themselves off. And then the Chachamim can disagree and say, ain't Drisus HaRegel Aserus, and the Chachamim say that Drisus HaRegel never Asers. So, L'maskanas Gemara, we don't have a Raya, but we're able to learn our Mishnah in a way that the Chachamim could have a Shita that the inside guys never Aser the outside guys. Okay, so let's see if that works. Masa Rabbi Barabaya, so a much later generation, Rabbi Barabaya comes along and asks, but the last line of the Mishnah is that if it belonged to individuals which are basically the same as Muteres, they don't have to make an Erev with the outside guys. So what do we infer from that? Hashal Rabin, but if they belong to a group of people, they would have to make an Erev. So Alma, what do we see from that? Regala Muteres from Makoyma Eino Yeseres. That even if they're mutter because they don't have to make an eruv, then they don't aser. However, if they needed an eruv, then regular iseris iseris. Then if they're aser, they're aser. Once again, l'chayra, this part of the Mishnah should be going l'chayra according to the Rabbanan. And once again, we see the difference that when they're mutter, and when it's aser, it's aser. V'oid, Masa Ravina. Ravina also asked another question from another part of the Mishnah. Shachar echad min achitzayin v'la'ir. It says that if the outside guy forgot and didn't make an eiriv, so that apnimim muteres v'chitzayin asur, then the inside guys are mutter and the outside guys are asur. However, more importantly, shachar echad min apnimis v'la'iriv, if one of the inside guys forgot to make an eiriv, shtein asuris, they're both asur. So what do we see? We see that when it's asur, it makes the outside guys asur, which the Gemara points out. Time at the shachar. It only asers the outside guy because the inside guy forgot to make an eruv and he made everything aser. Haloi shachach. But if he didn't forget and everybody was mutter, shtein muteris, they're going to be mutter. So we see when it's mutter, when it's aser. So once again, this is not like the shitas chachamim. Amo regular muteris ein aseres. When it's mutter, it doesn't make a problem. Regular aser aseres. But when it's aser, it does make a problem. Not like shitas. Rabbi Kiva always holds it's aser, but not like Rav Dimi explaining the chachamim that say it's always mutter. Again, you see the difference when it's mutter, when it's aser, that doesn't stim with, well, certainly doesn't stim with Rabbi Kiva, who always says it's aser, and it doesn't stim with the shita that says it's always mutter. El ki aser rabin amar Rabbi Yanai. So when Rabin's brother, the name of Rabbi Yanai, he said, okay, let me explain to you something, you're missing it. Gimel machleikas bedavar. Until now, we assumed that the Chachamim in the Mishnah were the same as the Tanakhama in the Mishnah. And we didn't understand that there's really a third Shita. There's really three machleikas here. Tanakhama savar, the first Shita of the Mishnah says, regal materes, eno iseres. You're right. When it's mutter, it doesn't aser. Regal asura iseres, but when it's aser, he does aser. That's the way we always assumed all the Shitas hold. Or other than Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva savar, and Rabbi Kiva was arguing on just that point, and he's saying, I feel the regal materes, iseres, that even if it's mutter, it's always aser, because they should have made an eruv. Rabbanan basaroi, but the second chachamim in the shita, the last chachamim savri, they say, kashem sharegel muteres eino iseres, just like the when it's mutter, it doesn't aser, kach regel asur eino iseres. So that's the chachamim, the third shita that says that even when they're aser, they don't aser, because it's not my issue. Just because I have rights to walk through there doesn't give me the right to make those the other chatzar aser. So comes Elam Askanas HaGemara, there's really three shitas. The first shita says, if it's mutter, it's mutter, if it's aser, it's aser. The Rabbi Akiva shita is, it's always aser. And the Chachamim, the third shita in the Mishnah, is that it's always mutter, and that, but we hold, the rest of the Masechta pretty much goes like this, and the Rishonim really follow the shita like the Tanakhama that says, when it's mutter, it's mutter, when it's aser, that will stem with most of the other Gemaras you have here in the sugi. So when you come across a Gemara in other places where it makes a contingent upon whether the penimis is mutter or not, they're really going with the shita satanakama, which is the main shita of the Gemara. All right, next Gemara. Nasnu eruvon. That's late. Okay, nasnu eruvon v'makam echad. Let's say they all decided, and the case of the Mishnah was that they all put their eruv in one place, v'shachach echad, and the Mishnah said one guy forgot. Ben min apnimis, whether it's the inside or the outside guy, they're all going to be also. My makam echad. Where did they put this? Where's that one place that if they put it, that it's going to be a problem? Simen. So the Gemara is going to now set up the next couple of Gemaras for you. Chitzoyna atzma v'beis yichida ravina deloy mishkach b'fnim. So Amar Rav Yehudu. So the first case is Amar Rav Chitzoyn. It has to be that they put the eruv in the outside. In the outside chatzar, my kari le makam echad, and why do we call it one the place? Makam amiyuchel l'shneim, because it's the place where both of them are able to go. Why? Because if they had put the eruv in the inside guy, then what happens is, so who forgot? If the inside guy forgot, okay, fine. So the eruv is here and he forgot, so of course he's going to answer everybody. However, if the eruv was on the inside and one of the outside guys forgot, we'll see in the next price, but if the pashtus is that one of the outside guys forgot, you could say, listen, I don't need you. I have my own eruv because we're on the inside and we have the eruv. The outside guys are no longer a problem. So therefore, the outside guys aren't going to make me usher. However, as the Gemara just said, that if you put the eruv on the outside part of the chatzar, now you have a problem because the outside guy, it doesn't matter who forgot. If the outside guy forgot, so for sure the outside guy is Asr. And the Panimi guys don't have their own Eruv anymore, so they're Asr. And if the inside guy forgot, so then the inside guy is Asr because he forgot. And now he's regular Iseris, he's going to Asr the outside guys also. So either way, Maman of Shach, if the Eruv is in the outside Chatzar, it's going to create a problem, it's going to make everybody Asr. Tanya Nami Hochi, we also learned the following. If they all put the eruv in the outside, whether the inside or the outside guy forgot, and he didn't join the eruv, they're both going to be aser, because as we just explained, because there's no eruv in the pnimi and they are regular isers. Nasnu eruvim bepnimis. However, if they put their eruv on the inside, and if one of the inside guys forgot, again, they're both going to be aser because the pnimi guy once again is aser. and he's regular Iseris. Minachit Soina v'loy Irev. However, if one of the outside guys forgot Shtein Asurois, they're going to be Osir Divrei Rabbi Akiva, because according to Rabbi Akiva, if one of the outside guys forgot, so now the inside guy is, we'll see why actually. The Gemara is going to say why the inside is Osir. But once the inside is Osir, so then of course the outside guy forgot, they're also going to be Osir. However, this is the point of contention. If one of the outside guys forgot, and the Erev is on the inside is going to be mutter, because as we'll see, they say, listen, I don't need you outside guys. We have our own Erev over here. We don't need your influence. We don't need your input. So get out of here, and we're going to be mutter on our own. So the bezup nimis muteris v'chitzana asura. And the outside guys are going to be also because they don't have an Erev at all. Now, let's explain this last machlokes in a case where they put the Erev on the inside. So Omar le Rabba Bar Chanon le Abai. So Rabba Bar Chanon says to Abai, Maishna le Rabbonon de Omar de Ami Pnimis Muteris. Why do they hold that the inside guys on their own are going to be mutter? What's the logic? Mishum da achoda dosho umishtamsho. Because they can lock the door and they can move inside. They can make themselves their own private inside, their own Erev inside. And therefore, the inside guys operates on their own. They're completely mutter on their own. So if that's the svarah, Rabbi Akiva nami teichad dasha b'tishdamish. Why doesn't Rabbi Akiva also agree that, like he did, like we saw on Amud Aleph, that when you put up a daka and you separate yourselves, the inside guys become mutter independently? So why doesn't Rabbi Akiva agree with the svarah? Amar lei, because Rabbi Akiva will say eriv margilo. The difference is that the case that we said as mutter is where the panimi guys made their own eriv and they didn't, so to speak, bring the outside guys into their house. They didn't bring them in. But once you put the Erev from everybody on the inside, what they did is they just brought the outside guys in with them. And the Erev Margila means the Erev brings them in, and now joins them together, and now one of the outside guys forgot. So he's one of the group, and he forgot, so that's why he makes it awesome. If that's the Svar, the Rabbanan Ami Erev Margila, so you could say the same thing. But the Rabbanan also should agree that once I took their Erev and put it inside, they also should make me awesome, because now they're part of my Erev. So the Gemara says, no, according to Rabbanan, you say to Amra, the inside guys say, for my benefit, I only joined, whenever I make you a shliach and I join with you, I only do it for my benefit. I don't do it to my detriment. So therefore, to the extent that you're to my detriment, I'm not interested. So we're not together, and I don't care that you have your Erev here, it doesn't count. So I'm on my own. So Rabbi Kiva also could use that svara that I'm not joined with you if you're only to my detriment. So the Gemara says, so according to Rashi, Pshat is like this. But Enochanami, Rabbi Akiva really agrees that to the extent that you're to my detriment, I'm not interested. However, the Chitzoina guys could be Mavatal. So as long as they're not Mavatal and they're really still part of my Erev, because Lamaisa, they put their Erev in here. And as long as they're still here, so then you're a problem. So you're making it Asr. So when Rabbi Akiva said it's Asr, he only meant until they're Mavatal. But once they're Mavatal, they're Rishus, then there's nothing Asr anymore. It's going to be completely Mutter. And just to finish the thought, Rabbanan say you can't do that because Ein Bitul Rishus Mechatzer L'Chatzer, as we saw previously, according to Shmuel Shita, you can't be Mavatal from one Chatzer to another Chatzer. So therefore, you're left with a situation where you can't go from one Chatzer, you can't be Mavatal, because they're not really part of the same chatzar. I can only be mevatel within my chatzar, but you're not part of my chatzar, I can't be mevatel over here, so it remains usr. So that's why, so the Rabbanan say, oh, if you're going to make me remain usr, then I have a svara that I only joined up with you for my benefit and not to my detriment. And since you're memanav shach to my detriment, because until now you forgot, even after you bittel, and you can't be mevatel, so you're totally to my detriment, this is the way Rashi learns, so therefore you're going to be usr. Rabbi Nachananel and other Rishonim learn a little bit differently in the Gemara, and they say that according to Rabbi Akiva, that once you made the Erev, even the bittul is not going to work. So therefore, it's going to be Asr. And according to Rabbanan, ein bittul rishus mechatzer l'chatzer. Okay, whatever. We'll leave it with Rashi. In any event, so it comes out that this whole machlekes is really dependent, is contingent upon whether or not it's permissible to be mevatel from one chatzer to another chatzar. So Lema Shmuel v'Rav Yechonim v'Plukta the Rabbi Kiva Rabbanan. It turns out then that if this is the Machlekes Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan, they're arguing on the same point as Shmuel and Rabbi Yechonim. The problem is that Shmuel and Rabbi Yechonim are Amaroyim, and Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan are Tanoim. So why are Amaroyim arguing in the same Machlekes? But it really does fit with Shitasai. And it doesn't make sense that Shmuel and Rabbi Yechonim would have this Machlekes if this is already pre-existing Tanoim Dika Machlekes. So it comes that Shmuel v'Rabbi Yochanan v'plukta the Rabbanan v'Rabbi Akiva k'miflagi. That what the Shmuel Amar k'Rabbanan, that Shmuel says you can't be mevatel like the Rabbanan mechatzel v'chatzel. V'Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan to Amar k'Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yochanan will follow in Rabbi Akiva's shita that you could be mevatel mechatzu lechatzu. So Amalach Shmuel, Anoda Amri, Afilu Rabbi Akiva. Shmuel says, I hold like Rabbi Akiva, meaning even Rabbi Akiva that says it's Asur over here is for a different reasons. Adkan like Homer Rabbi Akiva, Hacha over here, he says, Asur Bleshlecha Ser Zulif Nimizu, the Asur Na Adadi. They Asur on one another, and therefore, let's say again, Lufi Shitas Rashi, the way Rashi learns, that they Asur on each other. So even I, Shmuel, will agree that you really could be Mevatel Mechatzer Lechatzer. Because they already have a pre-existing Isser, which is the whole point of doing a Bittel. So you could do a Bittel anytime there's a pre-existing Isser. Abalhasa, Mika Asri Adadi, the way Rashi learns, but over there, where they're next door to each other and they don't really Asr each other yet, so there's no reason to allow a bittel from one chatzur to a chatzur. So that's where I said my statement. I only made my statement, and Rabbi Akiva would agree, that I could be mevatel where it's necessary. I can't be mevatel where it's theoretically unnecessary. It wasn't a pre-existing Isser. Rabbi Yochanan, that says normally you could be mevatel. Another Ami, I feel the Rabbanan over here. I would agree that the Rabbanan would also say that you can't be mevatel. Why? I can't like Amar Rabbanan Hach over here. They said you can't be mevatel. All the Amar Slay, the Adam mevatel Slay Kaaser Slay. Because over here the problem is that if you're going to be mevatel, you're going to make the situation worse. You're going to make me usher. So therefore, I'm not interested in your bittel. Kaaser Slay. Aval Hasa Mi Kaaser Slay over there, where the normal bittel is going from one Rishos to another Rishos, is going to make it better, not worse. So there, that's where Rabbi Yochanan says even the Rabbanan would agree that you could be mevatel mechatzel lechatzel. So the Machlekas Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan, it turns out, the Maskanas of Gemara, has nothing to do with whether the Stamazoi you're able to be mevatel mechatzel lechatzel. According to Rabbi Akiva, the Svara over here is, because it depends on the situation. Sometimes you could and sometimes you can't, whether there's a pre-existing Isser. According to Rabbanan, it depends on whether the Bittul is actually going to help. If the Bittul helps, then I do allow it. If the Bittul doesn't help, then I don't allow it. So it has nothing to do with whether Stamaza, you're able to be Mevatel, Mechatzer, Lechatzer. Okay. We're in the middle. We'll start over here next week because it's late already.